Good morning. Today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about attitude. You may have heard your mom use this term with you before, but we're going to use it in a different context. So, Kinsey, what is your favorite game to play?
It could be a sport, a board game, anything.
Softball. What about you, Casey? Soccer. Okay, good. Now, when you play these sports, do you get sort of competitive? Would you do or say anything at all to win? Yeah. Well, let's say you're playing against a five-year-old. Seems as though you may have some sort of advantage, right? Yeah. Well, it turns out you do, and you decide to use it, and you absolutely annihilate this poor child because you just really want to win so bad. To make matters worse, you celebrate quite loudly, boasting your victory right in front of them. Now this child starts to cry. Maybe they start feeling bad, telling themselves things like, I'm not good enough, or maybe just wishing that they were big like you so that it was more fair. That doesn't seem very nice, does it? No. In fact, I would go as far as to say that maybe you don't have the right attitude surrounding your victory. You're not being very compassionate towards your opponent's loss. Today, Elizabeth is going to talk about the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. One, you'll see, gloats their righteousness during their prayer and talks down on others, while the other places themselves in prayer before God and admits their sin. While there is no right way to pray, you'll see that the Pharisee doesn't do it with the right attitude. Before we win a game and boast about it to our opponent, or we gloat about our righteousness in front of those who are just trying their best while we pray, let's make sure to stop and do a quick check-in with ourselves. In celebrating your victory, are you going to hurt your opponent? Does your prayer involve talking down on others who are just trying to make ends meet? The next time you go off to pray, think about your attitude surrounding it. Are you praying for other people, or are you praying against them? Let's pray. Lord, thank you for our time together. While we know that sometimes we may go about our lives with the wrong attitude, we know that through your guidance, you can help us find the right one. May we always pray in love, lifting each other up instead of pushing each other down. We pray that we can bring a little bit of heaven to this earth, even if it's just by praying like Jesus would for ourselves and for others. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.